going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
There is one team in the New York Giants that did make an aggressive pursuit to move into that number one spot. I'm told by my Titans sources that the Giants were the most aggressive team to move to that one spot. And I'm told by my Giants sources that they were made very clear by the Titans that they were not going to trade out of that first pick. And that is because we do anticipate that they will select Cam Ward in that spot.
Jeff Darlington. No drama at one overall. Today, there has been a little bit about pick two, with the rumor being that Jacksonville might want to trade up with the Browns for Travis Hunter. What could the Browns get? We've talked about all these middle picks and whether trade-ups are coming because everybody's kind of the same and maybe you wouldn't really need to trade up or you wouldn't want to pay regular price. That pick, though, that would probably be a haul.
I would think, even from 5 to 2.
5 to 2.
Is got to be, I mean, obviously pick 5, next year's 1, and then I don't know what else. I don't know that it has to be a lot more than that, because it's only 3 spots, but it is so high up in the draft. So it's absolutely next year's 1, I think, without question.
Without question.
Then I don't know what else fills it out, like a couple of two or something, I don't know what.
On my thing here, it's 900 points. Steve Palazzolo tweeted a mock trade between Jacksonville and Cleveland gave them like 14 things for the PFF computer.
You mean Jacksonville gave them 14?
Yeah, sorry. Jacksonville gave Cleveland all the picks. All the picks. Oh. And 2 more next year, maybe. It was funny.
Okay. Wow.
I tried that one, the PFF one. I liked it. And remember this? We were doing this on the air, I think. How much would I have to give up? Maybe it was 30-1. I don't know what it was, but I just kept dumping
and it wouldn't let you
picks into the algorithm, and there was just no possible way it was going. I couldn't get the deal done. You only get so many tries before they start. All right, we're moving on.
Is it trying to sign into your bank account?
Yeah, maybe.
Like you're out. You're done.
You only get so many tries at it. Right. Minnesota could be an interesting team tonight. They have only 4 picks in the whole draft. The additional second-round pick the Bills own was theirs. It's maybe confusing because they got it for Diggs, but they got it from Houston, and they got Diggs from Minnesota. But it was right. Minnesota's pick that Houston owned. And Minnesota had a surprisingly great season. That could have been a lot better if they were terrible, of course, but that didn't happen. But trading down is one of the more interesting discussions, I think. Minnesota, I think, is 24, and I don't know, maybe that's a trade-up where they accrue picks. That would be the case there, and I'm thinking that that might be – people are speculating that that's what they want to do, try to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, I wonder if they're maybe a – well, they don't have to be too early. You know, if somebody wants to try to, beat everybody to this idea that you have been talking about for many weeks, the teams that aren't getting quarterbacks at the top, you know, if they want to make sure, right, they want to make sure we get our guy, maybe that's a spot you, especially if you get, Steelers are at 21, right?
Yep.
And Minnesota's at 24, you said.
I think so.
So if the Steelers don't pick Sanders or Dart or even Milroe, right? I'm going to keep that idea alive. I still would want to bet on him being the second quarterback pick, but I'm not going to be able to do it. But if you get through there, and it doesn't have to be if one of them goes, fine. Maybe even if one of them goes, then, and it's not the one you want, the Giants or the Browns, then, but a quarterback went, like, oh, yeah, you know, we better move here, right? The Giants might be worried the Browns are going to do it. The Browns might be worried the Giants are going to do it. So then you do. Maybe that's not too early. It really might hinge on what Pittsburgh does do. If they don't do anything quarterback-wise, right, just pick, I don't know, a running back because they're the Steelers, then maybe you feel like you can sit tight and maybe revisit it at the bottom where the Bills are. But I feel like if the Steelers were to do something quarterback-wise, then maybe Minnesota, if they want to move down, maybe they'd have that same opportunity you've been talking about the Bills perhaps having. Just a thought.
Evan has the Steelers on Grant and the Vikings on Starks. Two players we've talked a lot about. Evan Silva. And the Rams on Amos.
That's the first time I have seen. This is not me saying it has never happened. I just have, and I still haven't seen this, so I guess it still counts, but I believe you. Amos, something I've said the last couple days, I never see him. The only place I see him in the first round is at 30 to the Bills.
So I've got two things on this for you. One is Jordan Rodrigue, Rams reporter, says that she has said that the Rams want a corner. So their competition, if that's what the Bills want to do, and I think that'd be my guess. So maybe the Bills would want to get ahead of the Rams. 25 is Houston. 24 is Minnesota, like we just said. Mm-hmm. That could be a fit. And Daniel Rez, who does – I mean, you want to – Trapasso is like this. These guys and their mock drafts and just the prowess and how much thinking goes into it. This Daniel Rez for Legendary Upside, I don't know him, but I watched him and Pat Corain do an hour and a half on this mock draft last night. Watched the whole thing. I was into it, and there's just so much – information behind it. And he had, I forget what it was, but I wrote it down that he had some reason to think Hairston from Kentucky was in play for the Rams, but not Amos. There was something about maybe one visited and the other didn't.
Or scheme fit, maybe. I don't know.
But, or the Rams don't even do visits. Yeah, but right. Yeah, maybe something like that. There was some reason to think that. So, but they could be competition for cornerback. Probably will be.
What does it cost me to go from 30 to 24?
Great question.
Or 25. Either one. Let's say 20, comparable.
24, because we think Houston might be so inclined. That's 120 points on the draft tech chart, and this is where...
Wait, Houston. I thought you said Minnesota was 24.
Minnesota.
Okay. You said Houston just now. I just got confused. Okay. Okay.
I wanted to say, let's use Minnesota because they're rumored to be a trade-down candidate. I think more so than Houston is.
Okay.
So that's 120 points on this draft tech chart, and this is where you want a third because that's how you get there. That's how you do that. Maybe it's 2/4, but I don't know if that's too rich to move up 6 spots. I don't know. Do I want to do that? Mm-hmm. But that's about the price. The third round, there's something about it. That sort of middle, it's still day 2. There's still players you can maybe imagine starting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the flexibility you get, I think, in trade negotiations by having a third round pick seems like it's important. I mean, a second can be that, but I think you're holding your second round pick close to your heart. Like, that's a pick you really want to make.
Yes, I agree.
A third, maybe you could live without it, but you just want it for that flexibility, and the Bills don't have that pick. That's Amari Cooper.
Right.
So, pick 94. Maybe they get it back from the Browns if they do the quarterback thing. Cleveland moves back in.
Right, but that doesn't help you. You can't go back in time and then use that pick to trade to 24.
No.
Time doesn't work that way.
No, you cannot do that.
Nor does the draft.
You want it now.
Right. You can't get it now.
It sucks that there just has not been anything. You know, like, just give me a day two trade right now. Just let's just move around a little bit. Anybody.
Well, there has been a lot of speculation that once the round begins, it could be nuts. And that could include veteran players, and that just there could be a lot of shuffling around. If prices are depressed to move up and teams are crushing on players, and, you know, different teams have different agendas and, of course, different gradings and whatever. So I'm sitting at 16, whatever. And I don't, there's not a guy I really like. I had 12 first-round grades, like maybe the Bills only have 12 first-round grades. I'm sitting at 16, but somebody back there is like, man, our dude is there. And if lots of teams are actively trying to do that, then, you know, maybe it doesn't cost as much as it usually does. And that could activate some teams. You know, if they don't have to give up, you know, if the third doesn't have to be it, you know, then maybe you'll even get more of it. So despite it being pretty dull right now with no first-round picks changing hands at all in the run-up to this draft, maybe it'll be the Wild West once we get to 8 o'clock.
Well, that would be great.
Or a little deeper into it. Like, you know, not right at 8 o'clock necessarily.
I don't even need trades exactly. I want the scoop that I can fall for, and that you can get mad because I am so gullible to think that this is real. Jacksonville is the only team playing around. Well, maybe Cleveland is. Diana Russini, Browns actively listening to offers for number 2 pick. Who knows what that is?
Actively listening.
Actively, yes.
As opposed to passively listening?
All right. As opposed to not listening?
Not listening at all. Right. I think listening is fine there.
I mean, the Titans.
I don't think I need actively or whatever. I don't need
right.
picky.
I think you're right. The Titans did say they were going to use their pick, so we're not getting that at 1, but we are getting that at 2, I guess. And, you know, do you believe it?
Sure. For now, yeah, yeah. I think there's a case to be made. You know, you're talking about, especially in the Browns' case. I mean, they probably have a decent amount of work to do. I mean, of course, they need to find a quarterback, and I don't know that trading from 2 to 5 necessarily helps them unless they think they like the idea of drafting the second quarterback more at 5 than they do at 2, but I don't know I don't know that I would appreciate that. But if you get, you know, pick up something else that helps you get back into round 1, then that might work, right? They pick up stuff for day 2 by moving those 3 spots. I mean, they'll get more than that, but still, if they get something they can add that can help them get from 30, where are they in the second round? 35? They're right beyond the Giants?
Browns?
Yeah.
They're first.
They're first. Okay. Then help them get from 33 to, you know, wherever they need to get to, then to pick their quarterback, you know, in the late 20s or even the, you know, 30, like the Bills.
It is 33. We don't even have a forfeited pick here, like we've had before. Miami, make for a different number there. If the Browns were to trade out, say to 5, what do they do? They could do anything, right? They're on Travis Hunter because why would you not be? How could you not be?
Right, if you have the second pick in this draft and a quarterback is going 1, then you're drafting Travis Hunter.
I haven't thought about them at any other position at all. I mean, offensive tackle. Like, people are picking offensive tackles at 5. Genty.
Yeah, I was just going to say Genty. I mean, Nick Chubb is
gone.
Yeah, so.
For now, at least.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on till 7. Sal will join us again in the 6 o'clock hour from the stadium. We get going with the first round at 8. What do you think tonight? 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.